Y'all know what happened to you this morning? I can tell you right now, you're not the same. Your scripture reading, your prayer, your contests in your life, things that try to contest your life, going to be different now. Your mode of operation has changed. Your depth has changed. The assignment on this church now is to go deeper. You can notice my preaching have changed. There are stacks of revelation that God has given to me. I'm trying to get out. But I get on one scripture and it start coming out again. This is a 43-year building. We've been building it. This has been building in me for many years. And you were here to be a part of that apostolic team. That religion will not run in the ground. But revelation is about to make a new sound. There's a new beat going on in heaven. It's a beat that the Lord been wanting to get out. It's a rhythm in the spirit that God has been looking for people to use in that facet. You are not here by your choosing. You are here by God's planting. Some been with me 30-something years, they're still here. Then some of y'all come in later. Don't let your future be erased by a substitute. The enemy will offer you a substitute. And substitute look almost like the real thing. And so you'll come to a point to believe that you can make a swap out. But don't trust it. Always listen closely to the Spirit of God. It's going to happen whether it's with you or not. But you can be an asset to the access that God wants this area to have. Our sense are different in the atmosphere. We dealt with them two spirits. That the third, fourth spirit is a superior spirit and an inferior spirit and a slave spirit. They all got to be dealt with, because a lot of time in the back of our mind, because we've been so maltreated for so many centuries, we still have that slave mentality. When other people speak, we listen more. You can't let that happen to you. You got to recognize you're blessed. All right? And you got to, and the only way you can walk in that spirit, walk in that blessing, you have to walk in the spirit. If you walk in the flesh, you're not going to walk in it. Because the flesh is the very thing that's been holding you back. But this is not a flesh issue. This is a spiritual issue. Over Louisiana, whatever it takes, God going to eradicate Louisiana of racism and prejudiceness. Whoever got to die, whoever have to be demoted, is in play now. And it can't be played with. We are a territorial governing body. We are calling the shots. As God won't call these shots, we're going to call them. And it's happening right now. History have nothing to do with this. This is not history. This is in the spirit. And so I'm excited for people. I'm excited for the church and the churches that are around us. Just catch on and just take over God. Those subdivision around us, they will put you for a reason. Those businesses around us was put here for a reason, and the revelation going to make those reasons come through. And there's a lot of people who not saved, think they're saved, not saved. They must be born again. That's the first record. God places here, you planted in his ministry. And so you be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth its fruit in its season. Its leaves shall not wither, and whatsoever he or she doeth shall prosper. But you have to listen at the word. You have to press. Press to keep moving. Keep yielding to God. Keep yielding to the Spirit of God. Your word always going to come out of my mouth. If you listen, your word going to come out. Whatever you need to do, whatever you're attending to, whatever you're dealing with, God will give you. But it's got to be accepted by faith. You see, it's not, you ask God for wine and give you water. And say, let's turn it into wine. So sometimes you quite don't understand how he's doing it. That's why you got to be on the tiptoe of your faith all the time and trust him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. And not at him in all your ways. He'll direct your path. See. A lot of answers you've been asking for, you have them already. But they didn't come through a mundane way. They came in the spirit. So you have to have a revelation and an interpretation by the Holy Ghost of how you should act on it. See. You see what I'm saying? Yes, sir. See, most things you've asked God for, if you ask God for healing, he got a route for you. See, take the route God give you. Finances, same thing. Family, same thing. Whatever. Pay close attention. Because all the promises of God are what? Yea. Amen. And so when you're operating in faith, grace, now grace bespeak the cross and what Christ had bought through his blood. The dispensation of grace, we live in it. Faith, grace, and the promises is all you need. Find out what the word said. What he promised to you. Operate in grace by faith, and it will manifest in your life. We've been living so low beyond our means. Why? For me, this is going to sound funny, but it's really not me. We've got caught in a material traffic.
Yes, sir.
What did he say? Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these material, whatever else, will be added. So we've been having the cart in front of the horse. Seek him first. Seek his kingdom, his righteousness. See, when he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, when he talks about righteousness, he's talking about you have a right to everything I said from Genesis to Revelation. Let me see, can I touch base with you? Let me see now, I want to say this right. Since I came into the understanding of the word of faith, for any type of material thing, I never have to ask for it. It just comes. It sometimes catch me off guard because I'm busy doing something else and something show up. God said, do this. I do that. Bam, that's something he want me to have. My concentration which produce consecration. My eyes are continuously on him. I promise you, if you do that, his rewards are greater than you can reach. You were placed in this vision to receive vision and reward. God put his word in his realm, put his spirit, and he put a vision through a man or a woman, and you join into that vision. You may have a vision, but you join into that major vision, and this is a worldwide vision you're in. This ain't no come to Sunday church vision. You're in a worldwide vision. People's lives are being changed. Look at this woman. She's sitting right there in Annapolis by route from Africa. Heard a message last week and made her way down here to be in the presence of this. And look what she got this morning. God would have done that just for her. All them revelation coming out of my mouth this morning is for her. I think the remnant is here now. You don't want to miss no service because the parts are being put together for a triumphant people, a triumphant church, a takeover church. If thou can believe, all things are possible. Them that believe it. So I'm glad you're here these few minutes. Keep your eyes on him. And seek you first. See the combination of those two verses, Matthew 6:33 and John 15:7. Oh my God. Look what them two verses say. Seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. What did he say? And all these things will be added to you, right? How would John 15:7 say? If you abide in me, what he said? That's a wrap. I would say, my brothers and sisters, that those two verses are all inclusive to whatever exists. You don't have to know the whole Bible. You can take those two verses. Basically, my ministry, my life, speak from those two verses. I haven't went after nothing I have. It showed up. And it just keep coming. You know why? When you do Matthew 6:33 and John 15:7, you know everything here temporary. So you don't drown yourself in stuff. You drown yourself in him and giving him the glory. I'm telling you, all your answer, all your manifestation, all your demonstration is just do what he tell you to do. It's very easy and very simple. And it took me a while, you know, because I fell in love with him 43 years ago. That morning, that Sunday morning, I fell in love with him. I want to know him, and I'm still going after him. I've read probably 1,000 of books. I'm reading the Bible and books, and I want to know. Somebody says something about God, I'll get quiet. What do you say? Stay a student. Yes, sir. Stay teachable. Yes, sir. Stay reachable. Stay from ignorance and arrogance. And you must permit the Holy Spirit to annihilate personal agendas. God, I want your agenda for my life. Boy, you talking about an experience. If you live a God-agended life. That's all your pastor doing. My daughter standing right there, she know. That's on my agenda. They sit around me, they know what's on my mind. They know any minute. It's my agenda. We can be in a hilarious setting, just laughing and talking, all of a sudden, a scripture come out of me. I mean, just come out. My wife would tell you the same thing. My wife and I are talking, and all of a sudden, we're driving the car, all of a sudden, scripture come up. The conversation changes. But she don't mind because she done seen the results. I want you in those results. But you cannot get there without those two verses. And I can't do that for you. Matthew 6:33, John 15:7 turns into Psalm 23. You come to a place where I sit here right now that you have no wants. God has fulfilled all your wants. The only wants I have now is for you. Isn't that something? Uh-huh. Here's another scripture. Delight yourself in the Lord. Get to these scriptures. He said, and he'll give you what? The desire. Do y'all believe this? There's three scriptures right there that have settled every case you got in your life materially. Delight yourself in the Lord. See, notice, little dude, the beginning is you and God in harmony. When you and God get in harmony, he takes away what you shouldn't have and put in what you need to have, what you want to have, what you desire to have, and what you dream to have. And he said, the book of Revelation says, one of the churches said to them, return to your first love. He's talking about return back to me. See, this religious stuff and this going through these motions and singing these songs is not what God wants us to do. He wanted to have living, vital contact with him. Yes, sir. That he can give us supernatural direction. Yes, sir. In our everyday life affairs. My God. You imagine whatever? Supernatural direction in your everyday life affair going to lead you to Matthew 6:33, John 15 and 7, and then that scripture I just quoted, I think it's in the 37th Psalm. Delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you, that's three scriptures there, right there. Settle every case in your life. Just three. We got thousands, but just three. Just those three. Are they in your life fully? Have you meditated them? Are you doing them every day? If not, that's your dilemma. He keep telling you. God keep telling you. Delight yourself in me. I'll give you the desire of your heart. I did it. I got the desire of my heart. I'm not Abraham. I'm his cousin. I did what he did. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things to be added to you. I did it. There it is. Why we sat on 600 acres of land around here? I said, Lord, what do we do with all this land? The man brought it to us. What do we do with this? I'm passing by a couple of years ago, 3 years ago, I'm praying in tongues. I said, Lord, this all this land. He says, the land ain't my plan. I know what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen? Somebody going to come and spend millions of dollars for this land. They won't build houses or something. That's what's going to happen. And they're going to have their money right. They're going to pay the Lord. the church owns more land than anybody around here. God believe in real estate. He told Joshua, every place your foot touch upon, I'll give it to you. God is making himself real right here in Darrow. Call ministers and see how many of them got 600 acres of land. Call them. Get on the phone, get your director, just start calling them. How much land y'all own? I'm just showing you what God have put you into. Lack vision, lack people. I ain't broke, you don't supposed to be broke. I ain't sick and broke down, you don't supposed to be sick and broke down. What y'all gonna do about this? Become dedicated. Dedicate your life to the Lord and to his work. This is dedicate your life. See what happened. Now, if you've been dealing with it a long time, doesn't have something you're doing wrong. Don't take God that long to do nothing. Do what he tell you to do and be consistent in it. See all these little dab, y'all start doing something, then start doing something else. No. You remember what Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 1, 2, 6 said? Don't care what the weather look like, keep sowing your seed. Now, you're not going to get there without a seed. How'd it go, Lord? What I say about you, a change what? An agent of change. The seed is an agent of change. The seed will change your whole generation of your family. Yeah, I said. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, no, sister and brother, it comes to the place where what you want, cause don't matter. God don't deal with no cause issue. Cause. You tell somebody to do something, and say, you know how much they're going to cause? No, please. They're like, you go to a restaurant, you got guests, you know, you got about 8 or 9 guests. And they come to you with the papers and say, sir, it's going to be 24. I said, come here, ma'am. Come here. Just serve. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm telling her? Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying to her, little dude? God in the house. Amen. You imagine God looking to see how much something costs? That's the life God has provided for you. Listen, material things are the least things in the spirit. So how much time are you focusing on what? It's the least thing. It's, how did I say that? People think you gotta go after money. Having money is the least thing in the spirit. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all is right, and all these things be added to you. You don't think money ain't there? God knows what's running this system, right?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Y'all always, people think God's some kind of spiritual stupidity. He don't understand life. He know where we at. Very simple. You stayed, you was wise. Those three verses I want you to concentrate on. You start doing those three voices. What is it? Agent of change. You're the salt of the earth. You're the light of the world. There's a divine yeast on the inside of you that cause things to expand and enlarge. Then the seed. That's why Jesus told us so much about the seed. 13th chapter of Matthew, remember he told us about the seed? Huh? It's so important until religion try to kill you when you talk about it. See? But I saw religion and revelation met on the same street. And religion had to get on his knees. We live in a revelatorial life. We're not living a religious life. That's why people come here and go, come and leave. You know why? They're looking for religion. And then all of a sudden God says something out of my mouth that is not religious. They say, oh, I'll cover my family. I'll get my family to a church. They want normal. There's no normalcy in God. God always extra.
Always extra.
Extra, extra. Read all about it. God, He always doing something extra. God is extra. Listen to me, and I'm going to close. And your spirit is excellent.
Wow.
So you live in excellent extra. That could be your, see, you got to start somewhere, but start right now. Listen at a man who have preached it for 43 years and who have proven it in living holy and consecrated to God, and I couldn't keep myself. He kept me. Mm-hmm. And I mean, God started telling you some things, you know, I need to close. I go down this road, Essie. I never been before. It's raining. Just left church on a Sunday morning. I'm going down where I live at now. I'm going down up in here. Never been there in my life. Just riding and looking, me and my wife. Broke is the Ten Commandments Moses dropped when he came off the mountain. We ride. Call a man on a Sunday. The man don't even supposed to come out. It's raining. He rich. He came out. He said, let me show you all around. That's favor from God. I mean, come out. I still ain't got no money. He showed me some nice lot in the back. I said, no, sir. I've been in the back all my life. You got any lot in the front? I just told him right there. The white guy. I said, no, sir, I've been in the back all my life. Take me to a front lot. You got some front lots? So he showed me some other lots, but they were still kind of to the back. I said, you got any other lot? So he brought me to these lots where I am, where I'm living on now. Now watch what God do. We get out in the rain, put the coat on, it's cold. We walk inside the ditch, and this lady in the house, she running from one to the other, because you got a black man walking over here. Oh, Lord. And she running up down. I can see her through the window. She's running up down. She my neighbor now. She don't know I ain't got no money. I'm just looking at land. So the man said, and these two lots here, I got these two lots. And so we're on the way back in the car, and I heard, I'll take them both. I said, I just said it out loud before I lose it. I'll take them both. Talking like I had the money in my pocket or in the bank. Ain't had it in my pocket, in the bank. Bank didn't even know it. I'll take them both. I still today don't know how I paid for them. Now get this. Why I didn't buy one of the lot? Pass by and look at my house and see why. It on both of the lot. God had a plan. God, look, God, we didn't ask God. God showed my wife the house, showed her the addition going to be on the house, showed her before the house was built. Sent a Baptist deacon to our house to tell us what kind of house we're going to have. Plenty of lights. That was the Baptist. He said, man, that was a big house. Baptist deacon. Then Deb and Dan tell us about a builder. They're here today, Deb and Dan. They tell us about a builder. Cage, we go down there. Carol and I are sitting there. Still ain't got no money. We sitting up in there. Six or seven banks turn us down. My bank in Gonzales, after they saw the side of the house, the president will ask me, why you need a house like that? I said, why you got a house like you got? I said, give myself. I said, look, and I turned around, I said, gentlemen, bunch of them in there. I said, gentlemen, you're going to see this house. See, I had the Lord's word on it. We went down there to that man Dan and Devin told us about. We sat in there, and so we see a house on the wall. Kevin said, that's the house I want right there. I said, that's it. So we waiting on him all excited when he come in to tell him, we want him to draw a house like that up for us. He said, no, I'll do better than that. See, that's my house. I'm gonna take y'all so y'all can walk through in the bedroom and everything, look at it. Who did that? I could tell you time and time again how God done things like that supernaturally for us because of Matthew 6:33, John 15:7, and Psalm 37, delight yourself in the Lord, give you desire of your heart. The word of God is real. It will manifest if you let it. All you need, you listening?
Yes, sir.
Is a teacher.
Yes, sir.
God even gave you that.
Yes, sir.
He gave you a teacher and an example.
Yes, sir.
And you know, I don't hide nothing from you. I share with you all, you know, because I know it's not mine. Mm-hmm. Everything I have is teaching equipment. Why do you think he talked about Abraham, what Abraham had? It's to teach people that I'm a good God, that it can happen to you. I don't need all this stuff I have. I can't drive no more one car. And that's the least. I'm telling you, that's the least in the spirit. Money is elementary in the spirit. You should have been had it.
Yes, sir.
But you're looking at the wrong thing. You're looking to the wrong way. You're trying to work your way into it. When you need to sow your way into it. The job is for a seed. It's not to meet your need. So people get upset about sowing. Oh, that church, they always jump up sowing. They don't even know what's going on. But you got to know, baby. You got to understand what you're doing. You got to understand, you ain't giving nothing to me. I'm a man with no knees.
Yes, sir.
Then, once you learn principles like I've learned, you can't be broke. The principles work too accurately.
Yep.
Those three voices I give you, I can take those three voices, you can drop me off in a jungle with a balloon. I'll be the richest man in the jungle.
Sure, you will.
It worked the principle. I sow some pineapples or something. I sow something off the tree, coconut. But I know the system.
Yes, sir.
I know if I sow coconut, I'm going to have a coconut company in Africa, and I can sell the stuff. You have no reason not living the best life.
Yes,
not being in this church.
That's right.
Peace. 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 Stick with them three voices. Meditate them.